This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy explores the question, what is God trying to teach me? As we study Job chapters 4 through 7. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
My experience of going through really tough times is that I have never been able to figure out right then exactly what God is trying to teach me. It may come clear later on, but not while it's happening. And I'm not sure we are supposed to figure things out when we are suffering. Instead, we are to react with thanksgiving and joy and trust the Lord to give us understanding somewhere down the road. I'm convinced that God will allow one ton of difficulty to come into our lives to teach us 1 ounce of wisdom. And Job chapter 5, verse 17, helps us understand the attitude we should have when this happens. Blessed is the man whom God corrects, therefore do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. Now the word correct means to make something right, and the word chasten has the idea of instruction or restraint. When we put these words together, we get a fuller picture of this aspect of God's dealing with us. He instructs us and chastens us to help us walk in the right way within the protective boundaries of His Word. It is folly to argue with God, the fountain of all wisdom, and it is useless to look for a better path than the one He has selected for us. So how should we react when we suffer? Our attitude during difficulty should be one of trusting God for grace to see His correcting hand as a messenger from heaven, and who has come to visit us and try us and see what our faith is really made of. I have a friend whose young son was diagnosed with leukemia. When he heard the doctor's report, he was crushed. He went to a park and walked and cried and prayed for hours, seeking to know the mind of God in this devastating situation. He asked God to search his heart and expose any sin or rebellion that might be there. God had allowed this to teach him something he could learn no other way. After many days of seeking the Lord, he came to the conclusion that he did not know why God had allowed this, and he might never know. But in each day, he wanted to trust the Lord and walk with Him and witness His love. We may never figure out why the suffering is happening, but if we can live a life of thankfulness to God for His guidance and correcting hand, someday we will realize how these light and momentary troubles have achieved for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Beginning with Christ, is a tool you can use to help a friend begin growing in daily discipleship. And we'd like to send you a free copy. This classic booklet is filled with practical help for every Christian. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, are great trials always caused by a great sin? Join us as we study Job chapters 8 through 10 on Daily Discipleship.